From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. There are few things in life that are as selfless as donating a pint of blood to help save a life. The summer is a traditionally slow time for blood donations, so we thought it would be a good idea to bring the organizations that collect blood in the La Crosse area together. The Blood Center of Wisconsin and the American Red Cross talk about the continued need for blood donations, where the blood goes, and some upcoming events where people can donate. Neither organization was interested in doing an interview together, so Wisconsin Public Radio's John Davis talked with them separately. We'll start with Bobby Sneathen, who is Communications Program Manager for the Badger-Hawkeye region of the American Red Cross.
We anticipate a decrease in donations because we know people are busy, schools are out of session, the typical summer to-do list, but we actually experienced a 15-year low in the number of donations in July, which required us to put out a really powerful big message, at a national spectrum because we needed blood. It was emergency levels, and the public, like they always do, respond extremely well when that happens. But we hate to have to go to that extreme levels. We want people to continue to donate whenever they're eligible and make it a regular part of their routine. Independence Day fell at an interesting time of year, which, you know, we operate much like an emergency room where 24/7. So when you take a day out like that, and a lot of people took, you know, maybe an extended vacation, so we weren't hosting as many blood drives during that week. So that really hit us hard. We had extreme heat this year, which actually keeps people indoors despite all of our blood drives, you know, having to be a certain temperature, typically air conditioned. That also played a role. So it was just a matter of bringing it to light and letting people know that we needed them right away.
What is the situation right now? If you've gotten past that really bad time, are you still low?
We are still low, but we are looking much better. We, at a national level, collected about 15,000 donations above what we anticipated, so that brought it up another 30%. We do look at inventory on a daily basis, so donations are basically, they're coming in, they're being tested, and they're being shipped out to hospitals right away. We want a little bit more cushion, but we know that if we had just 3 extra donors at every blood drive, that would help. In the month of August, that would help boost blood supply, and we'd be able to meet patient needs, right about where we need to be. So yeah, we're looking a lot better, but we're also approaching Labor Day, which is another challenge for us because that's another day off that a lot of people take. So,
how do you attract donors, especially in low supply times?
You know, the number one reason people say they don't donate is because nobody ever asked them. But I will say, you know, the most effective and important role that somebody can have with the American Red Cross is we have volunteer recruiters in the community. So when people host a blood drive, whether it's at a church or at a high school or a community, it's somebody asking them, you know, hey, will you donate blood? Obviously the American Red Cross will continue to ask, but hearing that personal request from a community member, a friend or a family member is what's actually most effective. So, we have a number of coordinators, blood drive coordinators that volunteer their time in the community that serve an important role in getting people to come in. But, you know, on our end of things, we're letting people know every time they're eligible, if they've donated with us before. We're asking people who maybe have never considered to give if they hear it through the media or, they get a postcard for some reason at a local blood drive. There's a lot of ways to attract them, but it's getting them to, you know, make that full commitment. It's about an hour of your time and giving blood, you know, what somebody says, oh, I've never been asked before. The second most common reason is fear of needles. So getting them past, you know, maybe a little bit of the hesitation, because we know that only 38% of the general population is eligible to donate, but only about 3% actually do.
What does it take to become a blood donor?
You know, it's fairly simple. If you at least weigh at least 110 pounds, you're 17 years of age, you can be 16 with parental consent in the state of Wisconsin, and you're in general good health, it's likely you might be eligible to donate. There are a number of factors that could play a role in why you wouldn't be eligible. The most common is actually low iron. So when you come in to donate, we actually test for your iron, your hemoglobin level. And that's the most common reason people are temporarily deferred. That being said, you can come back the next day, in a week, get that iron boost through nutrition and come back. But, you know, another thing that plays a role is travel. If you've traveled internationally, it's important to give us a call before you come in. There are areas that are at risk for malaria, among other things, that could defer you temporarily. Or, you know, if you have a question about medications, maybe a surgery you've had, definitely check in with us before you stop down.
Is everybody's blood tested every time they give?
Yes.
Just to make sure it's safe?
Every single time we'll take a little sample. We send it to our national testing lab, actually over in Detroit, just to make sure it's, you know, safe for a patient to receive that blood. We ultimately want to make sure the donor is safe to give as well beforehand. But, yeah, everything is tested, and like I said, at this point, after we test it, we're shipping it right out to hospitals as soon as it's ready to go. So,
how large is the pool of donors in the La Crosse area? Well, you mentioned that 3% of the population gives.
Yeah. I mean, so the numbers are kind of against us in that sense. But I know we do have extremely loyal following, especially in La Crosse County. We do have a donation center and a pretty strong community drive and ongoing things. So basically that 3% accounts for basically anywhere. On average, that's how many people are giving. But particularly in this community, we've had a really strong volunteer base and supporters who maybe not only get involved with us on the blood services side, but as well as the chapter side. So disaster services, among other things.
What is there to the process? Could you kind of walk somebody through if they haven't given before? What are they going to experience?
It's basically a count about an hour of your time. When you come in, you'll register, bring some form of ID if you don't have a donor card. We'll ask you a series of questions about your personal health. Make sure it's safe for you to donate, test your iron, just a little prick of the finger, give you a little mini physical. The actual donation process itself is literally just a pinch and only about, on average, 8 minutes of your time. And then we feed you juice, cookies, you know, whatever happens to be at that blood drive that day is obviously an added perk. But we want to make sure that you stick around for about 15 minutes after that, just to ensure that it's you're feeling okay and ready to go on with the rest of your day.
What is the impact on the healthcare system when we're at these low blood levels?
It's something that people really might not think about until they've either needed a blood transfusion or know somebody that has. But ultimately, you know, our job is to make sure that every patient has access to safe, life-saving blood no matter where they are. And when levels drop like this, we're playing it safe with the inventory, but we want to make sure that perhaps a scheduled surgery or procedure, that would be the first thing that would be postponed because, you know, we need it to be there for those emergency situations. Let's say a car accident or something along those lines, that needs to be ready. But anything that can be possibly pushed off, that would be the first thing to start. Luckily, we haven't had to do that this summer, to our knowledge at this point. That's obviously exactly what we try to avoid. So when we get to those levels, that's exactly what we're saying. And we certainly wouldn't ever want it to get to the point where we would have to say, we don't have that, what are we going to do? And it hasn't come down to that.
Well, I was hoping when we arrange this to bring the Red Cross and the Blood Center in Wisconsin together for an interview, and it was clear after talking to each of you a little bit that you really didn't want to do it together. Why is that?
Well, we are two different organizations. So, I mean, we ultimately, yes, we want people to donate blood. But we do have different, I guess, perspectives. You know, we're a nationwide organization that provides so many services that we like to, you know, that's kind of our messaging is to be on track with where does the national blood supply lie and how can people help. Again, if somebody were to say, where can I donate blood? We just want people to donate blood. That is certainly true. But again, we are just two different organizations and we do serve different hospitals and we have different donor bases. And we're two you know, organizations that have ultimately the same goal, and that's to provide life-saving blood to people who need it.
Bobby Sneathan is Communications Program Manager for the Badger Hawkeye region of the American Red Cross. John Davis also talked with the Blood Center of Wisconsin, which collects blood only for Wisconsin hospitals, including Mayo and Gunderson Lutheran in La Crosse. Sherry Vanderbush is operations supervisor for the La Crosse branch. She explains the Blood Center's role in the La Crosse area.
We do blood drives out in about a 5-county area. We cover blood drives right around La Crosse. And then we also have a distribution center there where we make sure the hospitals right here in La Crosse have a supply of blood as well as the surrounding communities.
How does that work? You are truly concerned with supplying the hospitals in La Crosse?
Correct. So our hospitals keep a small supply of blood right there in their blood bank. In addition to that, we keep some at our location here in La Crosse so that if there's an emergency or they're just using a lot of blood that day, we make sure that we can get it to them right away.
I know blood is something that you can't keep on the shelf forever.
Right.
What is the shelf life of blood and how much do you typically need in a given week in the La Crosse area?
Well, the shelf life of blood is 42 days for red cells, but I would like to also mention that platelets is another product that we keep, and it's only good for 5 days. Typically, the blood center needs to collect about 800 units of blood every day within the blood center, so that's a lot of blood to be collecting.
Is that within the state, or is
within
it within
the state?
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So regionally, it would be something less than that.
We probably use around 12,000 units of blood a year in our local region.
How has this summer been? You often hear of shortages of blood supplies in the summer, but how has the summer been for the blood center?
Well, summer is always a tight time. We see about a 20% drop in collections during the summer as well as right around the holidays. So especially right now, going into Labor Day weekend is coming up. We're at the end of summer. People are trying to get those last minute vacations in, getting ready for school. That blood donation might not be a top priority, but is still something critical. You know, really going into Labor Day weekend and making sure we get our donors.
So did you see historically low turnout this year, blood donations this summer?
We saw what is typical for summertime, about a 20% drop in donations during the summer.
And what is the situation right now?
We are sitting very good today. The inventory, you know, you can talk to me on any given day and I can tell you a different story. The blood inventory is doing, you know, pretty stable right now. We are really pushing platelet collections right now. Those have been really difficult to get here in the summer. The platelets are a much more strenuous thing to give because of the time commitment that it takes for donors to donate platelets. It's about a two-hour commitment.
Could you explain the difference between red blood cells and platelets and why that is such a difference in the way you give?
Absolutely. Red blood cells we collect from donors typically as whole blood. So basically all we do is stick a needle in your arm and we let a pint of blood drain off. And that's all there is to it. And from that, we can get red cells from that whole blood donation. If you're donating platelets, that's what's called an apheresis donation. And what happens is we stick a needle in your arm just like you would with your regular donation. However, it goes through a process of instrumentation where we can save just the platelets, and then you get the rest of your blood back into you. So the cycling process to harvest enough platelets from a donor takes about, you know, 90 minutes to an hour to 2 hours. So it's a big commitment for donors. However, the usefulness is so great. We can, because of the length of time it takes to do that donation, we can only collect about 2 platelets on every blood drive because it takes so long. And with that, those platelets are only good for 5 days. Plus, 2 of those days are taken up in testing. So really, in actuality, we got a 3-day window on those platelets. So it's important for us to really collect those.
It seems like we have another place in town where if you donate plasma, they will actually pay you for that, won't they?
Yes, they will.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's the difference between plasma and platelets and
good question.
Red blood?
We do, when you donate whole blood, part of that is your plasma. So in whole blood, you have your red cells and you have your plasma. We do collect that plasma as well when we send that whole blood unit to the laboratories. Now, our plasma we get from volunteer donors, and that's given directly to patients. Typically, the plasma collections that you're speaking of are further manufactured into other things, and it is a for-profit industry. So it usually gets made into something else. Whereas the plasma we take with a whole blood donation is given as plasma to a patient.
Sherry, how large is the pool of donors for the Blood Center of Wisconsin in the La Crosse area?
I want to say it's around 8,000 donors, right around there. I don't have that statistic right in front of me, but it's right around that number. And interestingly enough, only about 5% of those of us that are eligible actually do donate.
That 8,000 figure, is enough to keep you going for a year or keep the hospital supplied?
Well, if you think about it, if we're using around 12,000 products every year, we don't quite have as many blood donors as what we need.
So you need somebody to donate more than once a year, obviously.
Yep. We need more donors and more donations.
How often can somebody donate blood?
Every 56 days.
Okay, so realistically, you could donate
six times
a year. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
And do we have people like that?
We do. We have a few of those golden people out there, yes.
Certain types of blood are in greater demand because anybody can use it.
That's right.
I want to say O negative.
Yep. O neg. Yes. O neg. About 8% of our population is O negative, and 100% of our population can receive O neg.
So when you find somebody who's O negative, do you encourage them to donate as much as they can?
Absolutely. They are very special people. You know, that O negative blood is used in emergency situations, especially trauma victims coming in, especially in the summertime. It seems like you see a lot of that. So those O negative donors are really, truly very special.
What does it take if you want to become a blood donor and you really haven't thought of it?
Really, all you got to do is come into a blood drive. Be sure you bring a picture ID because we'll have to check that out. You have to be at least 17 years old or 16 with your parents' consent and weigh at least 110 pounds. Have a good meal before you come visit us and drink plenty of fluids. And that's really it.
And do you test everybody, take a sample and test it to make sure it's safe?
That's correct.
What are you looking for that may be a red flag?
Common things we test for are hepatitis, and there's different types of hepatitis. So we do multiple hepatitis testing, HIV, West Nile virus. We check your blood type every time even.
And what is the impact on the healthcare system? What happens at the two hospitals? If, say, you're running low on blood supplies, what do you have to do?
Well, if we were very, very low, they might have to consider canceling surgeries. And to my knowledge, we have not had to do that at all this summer. We've been able to keep them with plenty of supply. But that would be a tremendous impact if they had to start canceling surgeries because the blood supply would have been too low.
You know, I was kind of hoping to bring you two together, mm-hmm. the Red Cross and the Blood Center of Wisconsin. It was clear, though, that neither one of you were real comfortable with that idea, and I realized that wasn't a decision you probably had to make. But is there a reason that you can't come together or won't come together or feel it's not in the best interest to come together to talk about, you know, blood donations and the need?
Like I told you earlier, blood donation is a wonderful thing, no matter who you donate to. Donating is great. You're saving lives no matter what. What Blood Center really stands for is the community, and we're very community-based. So when we supply blood for a community, that's where we like to collect blood for, so that we're not pulling away from this community and not being able to provide a service to them. So we really stay really focused on the communities that we serve.
And Blood Center of Wisconsin is statewide now?
We cover over 50 hospitals in the state of Wisconsin.
Is it always the case where the blood stays regionally? Or do you ever have, say, a shortage in the Milwaukee area and they'll call up and say, we need 10 pints of O negative? And do you have to heed that call when it's made?
The blood, if you are a Blood Center of Wisconsin donor, it is in the pool of Blood Center of Wisconsin. Yep. And for sure, if there was a need somewhere else that we had blood and our hospitals were supplied, if we needed to help somebody, we would be there to help.
So when we get past Labor Day and people return to their busy fall schedule, things pick up for you as well? I mean, it's more in people's minds?
I think what happens, we surprisingly get a lot of blood donation from college and high school donors, and school's back in session, so it gives us an opportunity to collect from those donors as well.
Sherry Vanderbush is operations supervisor for the La Crosse branch of the Blood Center of Wisconsin. WPR's John Davis also interviewed an American Red Cross spokesperson. Both agencies have blood drives coming up soon. The Blood Center of Wisconsin has a drive tomorrow at the Mayo Clinic in La Crosse from 10 to 3. And next week, they'll be held at Gunderson Lutheran Medical Center on Wednesday and Thursday. The Red Cross has a donation center on Highway 16 in La Crosse. That's open several days a week. It also has a blood drive next Thursday at the Holman American Legion. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes John Gatto, Steve Roysom, Mary Meehan Strube, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. To hear archives of this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. In addition to Newsmakers, you'll find archived reports and special series produced by the La Crosse News Bureau. And if you'd like to comment on this week's Newsmakers or have a suggestion for future shows, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/lacrosse.